Hello, it's Kate. I'm here with Brynan, who's a local resident in the northeast and also works for a Member of Parliament in the area. And she's come along today to this Movement for Change action to listen to people's stories and understand a little bit more about access to credit in the northeast. How have you found today, Brynan?
It's been really positive. I've spoken to quite a lot of young people who describe people like Wonga as dodgy and explained that they wouldn't think about going to Wonga. They had heard of credit unions, but they weren't really sure what they were, but they were keen to go away and find out more.
Fantastic. And how do you want the next steps to go? Where do you think we should be moving forward with this?
I think keeping the pressure on companies like Wonga and companies or organisations like Newcastle not to give credibility to companies like that, but also just to encourage people to go to credit unions. People are very sceptical about banks at the moment and obviously worried about who to give their money to. So if we can make people understand that credit unions have a long history and are credible, then they're more likely to use them.
So it's also really important for you about raising awareness of the alternative of access to fair credit.
Definitely. I was a young single mum myself who was sort of lured into using payday loans for a very short time. So I do understand how easy it is and how you can get yourself into a cycle. So it's good that we've got organisations like Movement for Change who can talk to people about alternatives, and we do need to push credit unions.
Fantastic. Thanks, Fran.